What's up, game heads? This week on Glitch Therapy, we'll be diving into Metroid Samus Returns, FIFA 18, and the long-awaited Cuphead. We're also going to be talking about the Red Dead Redemption trailer and a slew of other news. So sit back, relax, and prepare for an injection of Glitch Therapy, episode number 30. Ben, hit him with the theme. What's up, game heads, and welcome to Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me,
Ben Dupe,
Jose Ochoa.
Yes, we are back, and
And Joel is missing.
We
heard that awkward pause right before his
man down.
Or you would expect.
A pause for our commercial break for Joel. No.
He's off being irresponsible, taking care of his sick wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to miss him this week, but we shall trudge on. Without him.
Yeah.
A moment of silence.
Yes. Yeah. Good story. Good story, bro.
Yeah. How you guys been doing this week?
We're doing good, man. Hanging out. Playing. I haven't been playing much video games besides Halo.
Yeah. That's all good.
Halo.
You've been watching shows or something, too, probably, knowing you.
Yeah. No. With shows? Maybe.
Yeah.
I started rewatching freaking Naruto, and that shit's long.
Did you watch it before, or are you going back to watch it again, or is this the first time?
I'm going back to watch it again.
Why? Like
500 episodes.
Why would you do
It's so
that?
Good. I love it.
No.
Yes.
I disagree.
It's better than One Piece. One Piece is like 800 episodes long.
Good God.
Not touching that one.
Don't do that either.
I'm doing what I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to your house and like, I don't know. I'm going to get into the internet and disconnect his Hulu or his Netflix or something.
Yeah.
I'm using someone else's Hulu.
I'm going to write Netflix an angry letter and tell him to turn your shit off.
He's fucking up the show.
He's abusing his power.
I'm paying.
He's watching crap.
What's not crap?
It's not crap, I guess. I don't know.
I can't really say much, man, because I've been watching Parks and Rec still. So.
Parks and Rec is awesome.
Shut up.
I've seen it so many times, man. Right. The thing is, like, I haven't played many video games. I've just been working. I have freelance jobs. Like, I'm designing, I showed you when you got here, I'm designing a wine bottle label, which mm-hmm. is fucking fun, man. I'm really excited to design some alcohol stuff.
It's legit, so. Dude.
Yeah.
I like it.
And doing some nonprofit work and stuff, so it's always mm-hmm. makes me feel like I'm not an asshole because I'm doing good things. So I did get into my SNES Classic, not the Classic Edition, but an actual SNES,
yeah,
like a Super Nintendo. And I played it because I wanted to see if my cats would follow Mario around.
Yeah,
and they do. It's awesome.
Nice.
They sit there and like follow just him around the screen. Him. Yeah,
like I'm gonna get him.
Yeah. But I've been playing that Super Mario that's on the SNES where you got Yoshi and stuff like that.
Super Mario World?
Yeah. It's such a fun game, man. Like, it really... And it. I hate the regular classic NES because you can't save your games. This one, like, you can save your progress. So I really like it because I dived in to where I was, like, 6 months ago when I was playing it. So it was nice.
It just depends on the game, I guess. But
Yeah. I've been playing Uncharted, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Which, The Lost Legacy?
Yep.
Nice.
So good.
Still getting to finish that. I'm getting some good mileage on that game just because I'm able to play in just, like, small intervals or whatever.
Sure. What chapter did you stop on?
I think I'm on 4 now.
Ooh, that's the big one.
Yeah, I'm walking around that jungle-type area and trying to, like, unlock all those, like, there's 5 or 6 little temples or tombs or something you have to hit, like, on the map.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, to unlock, like, a specific artifact so you could get it.
Yeah, artifacts, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so. But, dude, that map is so beautiful.
It really is well done.
It's not too big and not too small. You're just like... It's a perfect size.
It's a good size.
Yes.
I love that, like, you pull out your cell phone, and it's like, all you can do is look at pictures. I'm like, fuck, man, I want to call for help. I'm lost. Like, I got a cell phone, and all I can do is look at the pictures? What's up with that?
What if you could do that? What if you could, like, pull out your phone in, like, one of those games like that, and then, like, your friends list on your actual Xbox or PlayStation would pop up, depending on what system you're playing on, whatever. And then you could actually message your buddy who is online right now and ask him, like, hey, how do you get past this part?
That would be pretty sick. Yeah, I'd enjoy
like,
that.
Don't bother me, dude. Leave me alone.
he just ignores you per usual. I don't want to play Rocket League.
I'm not even your friend.
I don't know.
That's called Googling the answer. It's like everyone you message would just be like, let me Google that for you.
More or less. That's what I do, typically.
My friends at work love a good let me Google that for you moment. Do you know that website you can go to where it's like letmegooglethatforyou.com?
And they just go to Google.
And no, like you type in like the question your friend asks you, and it gives you a link and you send it to them, and it pops the Google page up and shows a mouse going over, clicking on it and typing their question and pushing enter. And then the search, it's called letmegooglethatforyou.com. So anytime someone asks you a question that they could easily Google, just send them that link.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I want that link.
Great. I dig
it.
That's legit.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, all those stupid questions I've been sent out, I sent out or they give me. I'm like,
it's great.
A perfect just shut up and leave me alone time right there.
Yeah. LMGTFY.com. So, like, you press, like, you know, get link.
Like the acronym for it, pretty much.
Right. So then it gives you a link and you go to it.
And it just shows up. It's literally showing that it goes to Google and it's typing in
the question. I can't see it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I need to get a mirror right here so you can like see behind me.
See behind his head.
This is great for audio listeners, too.
Yeah.
Ben has a good haircut. That's all I'm thinking when the mirror.
Yeah.
The back of his head.
Yeah. How do you get that?
Ben, you need to clean the back of that lineup, man. It's time. Cleaning the kitchen, is that what it's called now? The hairline. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So does that make like the front of my hair the living room or something? Or
Whatever you want it to be.
Where's the bedroom, man?
No, don't do that.
There was no subtext.
We're
going to
put that in the box with the Naruto stuff that Jose was talking about.
Whatever, man. You say juicy like every other episode. So.
I'm going to say something about it shortly here. You just wait. I'm waiting to throw it out.
Yeah, juicy. Right.
It's something waiting. Will be.
Get my umbrella out.
It's going to get moist.
Speaking of breaking out umbrellas, man, I saw Kingsman, The Golden Circle, last week.
How does this connect to an umbrella?
Because they pop out their umbrella. Yeah, they have
okay.
One of their weapons is an umbrella.
Oh, they do. Yeah, good call.
You ruin a perfectly good segue.
I'm sorry. I had to.
Man.
Yeah, I heard from a couple people that wasn't worth my time, but you said it was really good.
I enjoyed it for what it was. I mean, I didn't go into it like, this is going to be a masterpiece of, you know, theater or something. You know, I was like, it's going to be some good fun action. It's going to be like a fun, youthful James Bond type feel to it, and you know, you just have a good time with it. I was eager to see what they did with it, and they delivered. I feel like
what I love about the first one is that like they don't really take what they're doing too seriously.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, it's so ridiculous, and they kind of acknowledge how ridiculous it is by adding little like cheesy effects and stuff. It's like almost nodding at how silly this is. It's great. I love it.
That's a good word. It's hyper. Like even the fight scenes, you can tell they're slightly sped up a little bit to kind of give it like that action-y over the top feel.
So
if you like the first one for that reason, this is more of the same. Wouldn't you agree, Jose?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, but still, like, turn off your brains and fucking enjoy someone get shot.
Mindless action. Yeah.
What was the villain? Who was the villain? What was her name? The actual actress, though. She was in the last, like, she was in the Red Dragon years ago.
No, I've never seen that.
I don't even know who she was.
The redhead.
Let me Google that for you.
Nice callback already. I forget her name, though.
She's gonna come back.
She was a villain?
She was the main villain. She put the guy in the meat grinder.
Oh, yeah.
And then she made him eat the sandwich.
Getting Fargo on us with putting the guy in a meat grinder.
It happens within like the first 20 minutes of the first.
No, I'm just joking. You remember in Fargo when they put the guy in the tree grinder or whatever, or the wood chipper? Yeah.
Oh, that shit was rough.
Yeah.
Tree grinder.
Good show, by the way.
Tree grinder, that's a very technical term.
Maybe you should watch Fargo instead of watching Naruto.
Yeah.
Is it on Hulu?
Yes, it is, actually.
All right.
Yeah. So who is it out of this? Right, Hannah Ahlstrom?
No. Julianne Moore. I knew it.
Okay.
Who's she?
What?
She's the villain.
Like she's an award-winning actress, dude. From any year. Her filmography is right below it.
The discography. I think I just saw her in a movie last night. I watched a movie called The Big Sick.
She's been in all kinds of stuff, dude. She's been around, trust me. She's a big name actress. But yeah, she was awesome as the villain, to bring it back to the point of
She was funny.
Cool. Yeah,
she was pretty funny. But
what
yeah,
would you, had, what would you rate that one?
1 to 10 I'd say what?
I give it a 7.5
I give it 7.5 I give it a solid 8
Okay. All right. Yeah, cool.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes gave it, it still had good good ratings, but it wasn't as good as the first one. It looks like critics were really tough on it. They gave it a 50%, but audiences gave it a 72%. So, I mean, audiences, and that's really what I look at is audience, because critics are assholes.
Yeah.
Critics and podcasters, man, they're just a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, we are.
Some more than others.
No, I'm just
hint, joking. Hint.
Hey, guys.
Whoa. Oh, dropping
shots fired.
Dropping bombs here, man. Boop, boop, boop. Left and right.
Shut up. Popping off them shots.
Yeah,
baby.
Like straight at me, though.
You're right across from me. Who else should I shoot them at?
There's another person here.
Just turn like a quarter.
Yeah, he's like, there you go.
Pop one off. Okay. another good thing, though, I'm finally nearing the end of Persona 5. Finally.
Holy cow. I think I've been hearing you talk about this since Glitch Therapy started.
Yeah.
About 4 months after it started, yes.
Oh, close. Really?
Yeah, it came out in April.
How long have we been doing this
since
for?
Since January.
Holy shit, man. Time is a son of a bitch.
Yeah. 30 episodes, I mean.
I'm going to be an old man before I know it.
This dude is the 60 hours plus of sleep on it.
Dude, I'm nearing 200 hours of gameplay. And I think the game is just a hair under 100 technically. So, I don't know. Yeah, crazy stuff, but...
Yeah. Finish it.
I'm trying.
It's getting just, there.
I need to break it up, though, because it's such, you know, it's such a long game. It makes me tired sometimes.
I'm going to be excited once you finish it, man.
We should throw a party.
Yeah.
Persona
5. Persona 5, part P5P.
Finalized party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
No cosplay?
I'm down.
All right.
Let's go ahead and dive into some news real quick.
Let's do it.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's beautiful. I love the music, the score that you put together.
Man,
for that.
It took me a long time to like come up with that.
I want to sample that and make a techno song out of it.
I had to put the notes on paper because I just couldn't keep it inside me anymore.
Oh, it sounds like it was scored.
I mean, it's serious business right
it
now.
Is,
you
it
know?
Is.
I'm all business about
you
it.
You know, I missed the trailer.
You missed it?
I missed it. I have not seen it yet.
Shit, man. We should pause and watch it really quick with him. Just
pause
so we can
and let him watch the trailer, right, people.
Hang on, guys.
That was delightful.
It was. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2. So you guys are going to have to, because I never played Red Dead Redemption 1. Mm-hmm. I know it's backwards compatible, right? So I can go buy it. But like the graphics just look so backdated. Like, I don't know if I would enjoy it.
I mean, if you're not super into like the graphic situation, I mean, it is a really good game. It has a really good narrative to it. Just the sprawling, you know, Western vibe of it, it's awesome, man. I mean, there's some beats that I won't reveal, but there's some moments in that game where it's like, yeah, this is a key moment in gaming right here. So, I mean, if you get a chance, I mean, check it out. If you don't think you'll play it, don't worry about it. But I even
came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's a 7-year-old game. I mean, you're talking about like Batman Arkham Asylum level graphics, probably like similar graphics to that game, because that's about the time that one came out as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, when you look at the vistas and just looking at like landscapes and everything, it's not horrible. But when you get up close to some of the character models and stuff like that, it you can see some of the cracks in the armor. Kind of thing, but otherwise, I mean, I think it still holds up. But I played a ton of Red Dead. I love that game. It's one of my top 5 games that I've ever played that I enjoy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sure. I've heard great things.
It's top 10 for sure.
I wonder if it's like it's gonna have like those fun DLCs like it had in the first Red Dead, like the Bigfoot thing that happened in that one. I wonder like what's gonna be on this one now, since you pretty much killed off all the Bigfoots except for one.
Yeah, and it's a prequel, so this is going to go before
the
John
Marston
stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, as far as the online stuff as well, the DLC or just online in general, it makes me wonder, too, like how Rockstar is going to handle that because, I mean, you still have Grand Theft Auto 5 going strong with their online. Dude. And they've been doing that online stuff for, three, 4 years now?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe longer. Holy shit.
They have a huge...
They make all their money off of online right now.
That's insanity, man. Like, that's been going forever.
They would not probably waste time. They didn't waste any time putting any single player DLC, no. DLC out. I mean, the fans just took to the online.
Yeah.
They make that thing is like top 10 in the top 10 list still to this day, every single month for like downloads and everything.
Damn.
It's ridiculous.
There's like 20 plus DLCs right now, and they're all different versions and just amazing add-ons. And I'm like, dude, I want to get back into it, but
I'm scared.
There's so much stuff to play.
Level one versus like a 200 and something, dude, just kind of bury you right now.
To paint you a picture of how bad it can be, not necessarily how bad it will be, but a while back, I jumped back in. I think maybe like what a year ago, roughly. I jumped into it at the time and popped into my character. Came out of my apartment, got into my car, got out of my car to go into like a liquor store or into some place to go do something. And I got drive by done to me and my money taken immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like motherfuckers weren't playing.
I did the same thing, but I was just cruising around.
Yeah.
Nah, this dude started trolling me. Everywhere I tried to run away from him, he would blow up every car I tried to get in. I was like, yeah, it went on for like half an hour, and I was like, nah, I'm quitting this.
I can't imagine a scenario where I would play Grand Theft Auto 5 or like multiplayer just for that reason. I think I would get the shit kicked out of me. So
so it's cool. kind of the same feature for it, except it's in the West.
Dude, I just rewatched that movie with Will Smith. Holy shit, it is so bad.
It's good like, though.
It makes
it's
me
good
sad.
How bad it is.
It makes me sad because I love Will Smith. But
and I read an article because I was curious. I went online and like just searched like, does Will Smith know how bad Wild Wild West was? And he was like, you know, it's weird, like just recently in Hollywood, we're finally having to start making good movies. Like, used to be, you would just put, like, Sex and Will Smith and, like, you know, some stars
in
it. A
couple of good actors around
it. Who gives a shit if it's a good school? Like, people are going to pay for it, you know? Yeah. Like, that's what people paid for back then. But now, like, it's, like, people's tastes have refined a little bit. They actually want good movies, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Such a good movie, though. Yeah.
I mean, it's good in a campy kind of like this is bad kind of way. But I also have rose tinted glasses towards Will Smith sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
He's one of my favorite actors. Just I don't know.
I love Will Smith, and I hate his kids though. It's the only and he, you know, it's funny.
That's a fair assessment.
He will never talk about his kids in interviews. Like it's a rule with him. Like you can't ask him about his kids,
especially Jaden.
That
kid's weird.
That
dude's everywhere.
Yeah.
His Twitter is priceless.
It makes you wonder at some point if he just leans into the weirdness.
Tweeted once that newborn babies are the smartest creatures on the planet.
Oh, God.
Like, the world would be better off if everyone just didn't go to school. Like, these are ideas.
I need to follow him.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, man. Well,
so good.
Well, speaking of school as well, they're including a discovery tour mode in Assassin's Creed Origins. Which schools are like chomping at the bit, well, some of them anyway, to possibly use that for educational purposes. So basically what the Discovery Tour mode will be is where they'll take away all of the enemies on the map completely, all across the game, and then you can just wander around and look at, you know, artifacts, look at, you know, the pyramids, all that stuff. So you'll be able to enjoy just walking around and looking at everything. And then they may even be including a PSVR mode for PlayStation 4, too, so you can look at it, you know, up close.
Yeah.
As if you're there. So
this is pretty much a stepping towards having a gaming system in your school. Just being allowed. Like,
yeah.
There's an Xbox or a PS4. In your classroom, you could play it and still learn. I was like, I wish I was there.
I think some schools do have that now. It just depends on what they're bringing into the classroom and how it ties into like educational purposes or a lesson.
Or PC gaming. I mean, like that way you don't have to drop money on an Xbox. Everyone has a computer in class already or in the computer lab, and you can teach them through the PC game. So I mean, like you could have Steam contracts with schools and stuff. I mean, where they get educational discounts on certain games or whatever. I mean, like, man, that's such a good market that could be tapped.
I think it's cool. I mean, and just the fact that you can take all the enemies off of the game completely and just wander around and look at stuff. I mean, and it's a testament, too, to them and their craft and how well they're making this game, because typically, you know, most developers, I would say, wouldn't want you to be able to just walk around and just look at all of their stuff up close and the textures and everything. Yeah. Because you start seeing, like, okay, this game looks good when I'm running through here and sprinting past all of it. But when I stop and look at, you know, to smell the roses, it's not, it doesn't smell so hot. You know what I'm saying?
That's when the 4K kicks in.
Exactly. So the fact that they're okay with that and they're building this in there, it's like, I think it's a tip of the hat that they've done a good job, you know, creating this thing.
But it could also be a wrong move, because they think about the fact that these games are supposedly are going to be in schools now. Mm-hmm. Parents are going to be like, oh, this is violent. I don't want this video game, that and that. Pretty much what's going on right now, but they're going to further enforced to take away the violence on our video games, like the Call of Duty, Battlefield, and all that stuff. They're like, we want that to be censored now, like official. Well,
I personally think that having violent video games in the classroom is better than having a bunch of like boys play a violent video game in a basement by themselves, because at that point a teacher can draw a distinction and say, like, this isn't real. This is an entertainment thing, just like a movie. And, like, you can draw those distinctions at a very young age with a responsible adult, as opposed to, like, a kid sitting alone in his basement playing Call of Duty. Then he has trouble, like, you know, he doesn't make the distinction that this isn't real, maybe. And that's where it gets murky or whatever. Yeah. So I think having a responsible adult around to explain that stuff to a kid maybe could benefit a little bit.
But not to mention, though, that the whole battle on, you know, violence and video games and all that stuff has been raging for years. I mean, hell, I remember being in my buddy's basement when Mortal Kombat 1 came out on the Sega Genesis, and we put the code in to get blood to have, you know, when you punch somebody's head off, the blood spews out like a geyser. Mm-hmm. And we're in the basement, it's like five or six of my buddies. We're all like, oh, this is so awesome. And it's like, if my mom knew that I was playing this, she'd be so pissed. You know, half of us were saying that. The other half of us were like, oh, I'm coming over tomorrow. Can I spend the night? You know, like you wanted to keep playing. But the point is, it's been raging for years. So, I mean, it's never going to end. They're just going to continuously try to find ways to get around it. And I think if it's for an educational purpose and they can draw the lines well enough for the distinction of why it's needed or for the purpose of a lesson, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. For the purpose of saying, like, violence is real, this happened. Yeah. I mean, historically this happened. Violent acts happen in real life. And, you know, we make a distinction of, like, that's in the game, you know, and that's something that historically happened, but it's not something that, you know, you just go do. I mean, you can teach kids about that.
Especially for historical purposes, like Assassin's Creed Unity takes place during the French Revolution, and there's people getting beheaded left and right and being drug out into the streets and beaten to death, and people set on fire and
just
stuff.
Just riots everywhere.
And rioting, and that's a real thing that they teach in history class, but they don't give you that deep of the history. They talk about it, but you never get to really see it. And in that game, there's times where you're walking through the crowds, you know, slinking through the crowd, doing your thing, and to your left, there's like a town square where the guy's about to get his head chopped off, and then you get to see it in the game, you know, so... I think it's just a matter of, like anything else, it's just how well are they going to prepare that stuff for an educational purpose and what use it will have. They'll have to prove it for sure before they can bring it to the classroom. So, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
I did have a little bit of news as well. It's on the developer from, man, I'm trying to pull it up right now. The developer from Batman Arkham.
Rocksteady?
Yep. Well, I don't know. Hold on. So
I think it was Rocksteady, if I remember reading.
Yeah, Rocksteady. He's saying that there is a new project in the Batman Arkham series, and fans will, quote, lose their minds.
Sweet.
Be patient, fans. I know we're not talking right now, but when we do, people are going to lose their minds. Can't wait. So... Mm-hmm. What would fans lose their minds about? I mean, like, they're not doing another Batman game. They already said that, but I think it's not out of the question to do a Harley game or a Joker game or...
I'd go away from Batman completely if I were them. I mean, they've been in that universe. If you think about it, when Batman Arkham Asylum came out in 2009, I mean, they've been doing Batman games for 8 years now, 9 years.
But they sell. And they're one of the only good comic book video games.
But look at it from a developer standpoint for yourself. If somebody made you do the same type of art all the time, you could never flex your muscles another way and show your diversity. Wouldn't that get boring for you at some point?
I would, but it's commercial art and it's a business. So if it sells, then, you know, the thing is, there's a difference between like art and business, and like when you're doing commercial art, those lines get blurred, but sure. business always comes first when it's business, and these sell better than most games. Right. I mean, people lose their fucking minds
but
over
it. But it's Rocksteady, and at some point, their pedigree is going to get them in the door no matter what. People are going to want them to develop stuff, so they could develop a game about almost anything at this point, and people would buy it because Rocksteady does their homework and they kick ass when they bring something to the table. So, I mean,
what about another like Batman character, like Batman Beyond or Dick Grayson or like?
And that's what I was saying is they said that they're so this is I know that this is going to be in the Arkham series, so like it's going to be in this universe that all the other Arkham
you think
games.
So?
I almost guarantee it.
Ooh, I wish they wouldn't. I wish they would do like Superman or somebody. That's the one that a lot of fans are asking for.
You could, and it would still be in that universe.
Okay, but I would want it to be more about Superman, and maybe
it like, could be in Metropolis instead of Gotham.
Yeah, like let's do like 80% Superman, and maybe bring in Batman here and there to help him on some missions, kind of you know, in and out of it. Like,
well, Batman can't even be a part of it because everyone knows his identity now. After I think Jose was onto something. I think they're probably going to do like a Dick Grayson. Or they're probably going to keep it in the Bat family.
Flash Paradox.
I don't want that, though.
See, if you do the Flash or Superman, you're going to have to change up the mechanics a lot. And I think
that's fine with me. I want something different. Because Superman, he's so perfect for right and ripe for a game of his own that doesn't fucking suck.
It could be really hard, though. I mean,
I trust Rocksteady at this point. I mean,
like, think about it. You'd have to confine it to a city, so he couldn't fly past the borders of that city. You couldn't have it be like the whole world. Otherwise, you're going to run into problems of like, you know, you have to develop literally an entire planet. How does he fly from one place to another? What are the mechanics of that like?
Trust Rocksteady. That's the game I want. If I had to put it at the top of my list, what I would want that. In the article, they also hinted, they were like, wouldn't it be awesome to get a TMNT game? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
At this point, I feel like Rocksteady is kind of like a Steven Spielberg. You can give them almost anything, and they will do something with it that you didn't necessarily expect, but you also know that it's going to come out well. And that's how I look at Rocksteady. So I'm not. I would not be worried about anything they put out there.
Dude, I would like
to
have.
No, I'm not worried.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah.
But, Bruce Wayne's dad.
Yeah, you could do like Flashpoint Paradox. Yeah, like you.
Thomas.
Like you said.
What's his name?
Thomas Wayne. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we've been on that for a while. Did you have any other news?
Oh, I just wanted to bring up one more thing real quick. There was a for your Nintendo Switch, the story broke like I think it was last week or something like that. But there's a hidden golf game on the Switch. Apparently that was baked into the firmware that people have been finding out about. It was located about a week ago and believed to be a charm that's embedded in the Switch firmware to celebrate the late Nintendo president Satoru Iwata, who passed away July 11th, 2015. And so he was an original programmer on this game for Nintendo. It was like just golf on the Nintendo. And I guess it's hidden in the game and people are finding it. So in order to do so, you can't have already set up your Switch to the internet because it's going to match the time and date of the internet. So if you get a new Switch before you hook up to the internet and everything, as long as you set the date to July 11th, 2015, and then you have to do, I can't remember what it was.
So
exactly.
Can I reset my Switch then?
I don't know if you can do it now or not. You can try.
Man,
but
that sucks.
The understanding that I heard and have read is that if you've already hooked it to the internet, it's not, you won't let you go back and change it.
That kind of sucks, but
yeah. But if the data is synchronized to the internet, it cannot be changed later. Basically, you need a new Switch to do it and open this game. It's just all it is just a 1984 old ass golf game on
like
there.
A Nintendo classic.
Yeah, and
golf
they
game.
Stuck it in there because you know Iwata was such a loved character.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, not character, but a loved
programmer.
And a face of Nintendo as the president. I mean, the dude was awesome, man, and he had a lot of his hands were in the making of the Switch and his visions and everything before he passed away, before he got to see it come to fruition. So it's pretty cool that they baked that in there and hid it inside the Switch. So I mean, you can try and play with it and look into it. I'm sure people are finding out more stuff about it. So hey, Google that.
Yeah. let me Google that. No, you don't get a fucking let me Google that for you moment. Someone at work tried to send me one the other day and I was like, Fuck you, motherfucker. I did Google that, and I'm still asking a question. And they had a red face. You'll never catch me with one of those,
man. I love
man.
How mad you got. You're like, no, fuck you, man. Like, you know, let me stop
people
right
are
there,
trying
asshole.
To catch me with that all day, man. Are it's they? Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know.
I'm I thought trying I to did come catch you. I mean, comparison. I did say it to you.
No, no,
isn't
okay.
that me catching you?
I'm on guard here. Hey, a little more news on Nintendo. Just, you know, get ready, kids. Super Mario Odyssey Ooh. Is coming out October 27th.
27th, you say?
Yes. This very month, sir.
You're in half a Damn. Switch.
I know. You better pick one up for this.
I'm thinking about buying one.
I think this was one of the games that I bought it for. It was this and Zelda. It still pisses me off that I can't go back and buy the old games like on the Switch shop. Like I feel like I should be able to buy like the classic Mario games and stuff.
Talking about like the virtual console that they haven't brought one to the Switch yet.
Well, no, like because on the Wii you could get on the Nintendo eShop and you could buy like old classic versions of Mario.
Yeah,
so
well, they're
you
supposed
can't
to
buy
be bringing
on
one
Switch.
To the Switch, but they keep dodging questions regarding when they're going to do it and what they're going to put on there, and it makes me wonder if they're going to do it at all since they keep selling the you know the mini SNES and the classic NES and all that stuff. They keep putting these games out. I think they're trying to make more money off of that stuff before they put it in there. But if they put it in there now, if they're selling those things, it makes me feel like it's kind of, you feel a little dirty about, I bought these over here and now you're getting them on here. But people are so comedy, they'll buy them again anyway.
I mean, I'll buy them again just because I don't have a Wii anymore.
How many times
have
you bought those games like to date now? Think about
it. That's the thing though, is like I buy them, I'll play them, then like 2 or 3 years later, I sold them or traded them for another game. I want to play it again, I'll buy it again. Like I bought Batman Arkham Knight twice now, and it's just because like I don't really buy games, I just trade. Like I think I bought like 4 or 5 games, but I just trade them in for more credit, and I'll pay like $5 extra to get the game.
Right, and I totally get that. I just feel like Nintendo is the only one that can truly get away with this, where they constantly keep putting out like the classic games from your SNES and Nintendo and all that stuff, and then like every console you buy them all over again. It'd be nice if they just like let you do kind of like how what Microsoft does and Sony, where as long as you bought it on your 360, it's going to carry over to your Xbox One and so on.
That would be nice,
and you can just go back and download it again because you paid for it already. But Nintendo, they
get away with it.
They do
because
they're
those games are like Armani, man. They're just timeless.
Most of it's your childhood too.
Yeah, I mean they're literally just as fun to play now as they were when you were 7 years old. It's great. I never get tired of playing Mario. Like, I don't know.
How about you, Jose? You get tired of playing Mario?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, I get tired of it, but like I always come back to it is what I'm saying. Like every once in a while you have that moment where you're like, man, it'd be fun just to play Mario right now.
Dude, yeah.
I get that way all the time. Just get one to play some Super Mario World or some, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And just get a bowl of cereal on a Saturday morning and just chill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I do the same and then fuck it.
Well, let's say fuck it to the news and let's move on to some talking about our topics real quick.
All right, let's say fuck it on 3, 1, 2, 3. Fuck it.
Metroid Samus Returns dropped on September 15th of this year to great applause. People, yes. Finally, Nintendo listened. Only problem was that it dropped on the 3DS, which is not a total fail or anything like that. But I think people are really clamoring for it to be on like their Switch. I mean, how awesome would it be to play a 2D Metroid on the go or on your couch?
Well, wasn't there some news about this too? Like, I feel like at E3 or something, they just showed a Metroid sign or something, right? Yeah. Was that what this is for?
I think that was for Metroid Prime 4, which is coming out as well for consoles, which is probably why they didn't want to double dip maybe, but I mean I think people would have bought both. Metroid is a beloved series and I remember playing that on Nintendo.
I've never touched it
when I was like, like
I've never
eight
played
or nine
Metroid.
You know what I mean?
What can I find one on like Super Nintendo, you think, a Metroid?
I believe Super Metroid's on there. There's some other ones too, like on N64.
Is that worth playing, you think?
You can probably pull up a list of the best ones, like Metroid Prime for sure. But I mean, was it Metroid Prime? They start to blend together for me.
So is it all kind of like this, where you're like rolling through, like you're a ball and you're kind of rolling through little flat worlds or whatever?
Well, basically you have a huge map that you're slowly opening up. You ever play any Castlevania games from back in the day, like the old ones?
No.
It's like, because you hear people refer to some games as being a Metroidvania. And that's what they're referring to, is that whole, like, it's all about exploration and finding, like, oh, I can get through here, but then there's a hidden wall here I didn't know was there to expand this level out. And you're just going all over the place looking for these different artifacts and different things that can power you up. You're fighting bosses as you go along. The levels are both vertical and horizontal, so you can go up, and you start to look at a map, and it starts to open up. You start to level off in one area, and they slowly start you go in and open the map, and it's just
It's
just so open. Many rooms.
And yeah. Are they all kind of side scrollers?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
At least some of the best old school Metroid. That's what people want, is that 2D side scroller.
Yeah, I love a good side scroller, and I love like the 3D effects to make it look three dimensional. Mm-hmm. But I still like to keep the side scroller mechanic the way that Mario for Wii did. Like I like that a lot. So
and that's what people are liking sick, about man. That because it has a 3D element to it that some people didn't know if they'd want or like, but they marry it well.
Yeah. So. It makes me want to buy a 3DS again. I bought it and then I sold it and really? to help pay for the Switch actually. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just again one of those things where I trade up. So mm-hmm.
No, my 7-year-old has her 3DS still, which was passed down from her older sister. But I just take that sometimes and just play something on there just to get an idea for a game. If something really good comes out, I'm like, sorry, Gia, I'm taking your 3DS.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Daddy's gonna borrow this for a few days.
My tablet for a while.
Just
let me play.
Play some Fruit Ninja or something.
Stay off of YouTube, please.
Thank yeah. You. Clear my browser history.
Oh man. Yeah, don't do that either.
Don't clear your browser history.
No.
I'll
plead the fifth.
Okay.
I'm out.
It's like I'm in the incognito website.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm only going incognito on these. Don't need the history. Forget you guys. But no, it's really good. This, like I said, it's super similar to Metroid 2. And it just adds a lot of new controls, visuals, the gameplay is updated on there. Introduces, like I said, new to 2D Metroid games, such as a melee counterattack they've added on there. So something gets close to you, you can do a quick melee on them.
Yeah, I saw the gameplay for that, and the whole melee, it looks pretty cool, but you have to stand still to do it. Like, and then once they attack you, you do it perfectly, and it's a perfect kill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's
kind of stuns them so you can shoot them for a while. But yeah, I don't know.
And then after a while, once you power up even more, that counter melee is not even effective anymore because you just shoot them.
Right.
It's a cool trick.
Right. Exactly. The ability to free fire at any angle is pretty cool too. I mean, you can rotate it at 360 degrees every angle you want. You can hang from ledges. I think it's pretty good. So if you do have a 3DS by chance, pick it up, check it out. It's a lot of fun. I checked it out on, like I said, on my daughter's DS, and it's good. I'd consider buying it just for take on road trips or something like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different features to it. You can fast travel between areas. I think it's great personally. I don't know if it's just me because of my nostalgic ways per usual, but I think it's a really good game. It's a solid entry in the Metroid franchise, and I believe it's getting great reviews as well. I mean, Destructoid gave it 8 out of 10. I can't talk. And Game Informer gave it 9.75. GameSpot gave it a 9. IGN gave it 8.5. Of course, Nintendo Life gave it 10 out of 10.
yeah.
Polygon gave it 9 out of 10. So it's getting good marks. So Metacritic gave it 88 out of 100. I cannot talk still.
Yeah, you're having trouble, man.
I need to do some exercises. Like some me.
Cool.
Unique New York.
Unique. I couldn't even say
you can't even say it once, you asshole. All right. But yeah, it's getting great reviews, and it's a fun little bite-sized Metroid game. They play on the go. 2D, side-scroller, 3D, get it.
I really wish that they would. Yeah, it pisses me off that they don't release it on Switch, because it's like, that's the only Nintendo system I have. Mm-hmm. I made it a point to buy the most recent system, and now they're like back releasing shit on handheld. And it's like, man, like, Nintendo just wants, like, they're like Apple, you know? They just piss you off. They want you to spend more money.
Yeah.
Drop $1,200 on an iPhone X. Like, fuck that.
Which is useless.
Yeah. Very
ten
useless.
People say, go left. And they're like, oh, we're going to go right just because we're dicks.
Why not? Yeah.
Maybe they'll bring it to later on once you see how well it's done. and yeah. the final numbers are in, you know, after the holidays. You're like, hey, guess what? Reporting it over to Switch now. You know,
yeah,
March 2018.
Nice.
Here you go.
I wonder how difficult that is to, like, port it over. Like, if a game is made, how, like, that's a developer question, but how hard is it to, like, make that compatible for something else? Like,
yeah.
do you have to completely rebuild it, or, yeah, I just wonder.
You would think it'd be easier to do it just to the Switch, especially because most people are probably going to play it handheld anyway, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows?
Yeah.
It might look a little...
weird on a big tree
exactly,
TV.
Exactly, spreading
yeah.
it out, depending on how you want to. Yeah, but, yeah, it's pretty good. If you have a 3DS, check it out. I can't stress that enough. It's pretty good fun.
Good deal.
Yeah. Let's get into some FIFA 18. I know you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, another sports game.
Yay.
That's what Joel would be thinking anyway. Joel despises sports games for the most
part.
Oh,
no, I am too. So.
Okay. You're addicted too. It's cool.
It's cool. I'm just not into sports much, period, other than...
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Other than just being awesome at fantasy football.
Yeah.
And that's because Mondo picked out my team and gives me advice on my lineup.
I mean, I should be charging you. It's okay.
He really should. Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing well in fantasy.
I wonder if there are people like on Craigslist you can find that'll like set your lineup and do your draft for you if you pay them. Like, I'll bet there are people
you
out
could,
there that offer
that
service.
You just
wouldn't
want to let anybody know that, especially if you're in a league where you're being,
well, yeah.
where you're playing for money or something.
No, I just was wondering, like, I thought it would be funny if that actually happened, you know?
I'm sure,
like,
it's out there.
Yeah.
People offering their services.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, with FIFA 18 just dropped, what was it, on the 29th, just a few days ago, for Xbox One, 360, PS4, PS3, Switch, PC. I'm kind of surprised they dropped it for the 360 and the PS3 still, but I mean,
there's pretty fan base outside of the US that probably still have
right.
the 360 PS3. So
it's probably a more watered down version of it too, where it doesn't have everything that the one
it's,
and the
yeah, it's just
four.
Like lowered graphics, stuff like that, but still
yeah.
pretty much the same game.
Uh huh.
Because you still have to keep up with all the rank and brackets, players, stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
it'll be crappy. It'll be a shit move if they don't give you that for the 360 or PS4, PS3, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think the only thing that they skimped on was one of the modes, I believe, is what they were saying. The PS4 and Xbox One versions included a continuation of The Journey, a story-based mode that was originally in FIFA 17, entitled The Journey Hunter Returns. The PS3 and 360 versions, known as FIFA 18 Legacy Edition, do not contain any new gameplay features aside from updated kits and rosters, pretty much. So just
mm-hmm.
slightly watered down, so you're not getting
okay.
the full Monty, but I mean, you're still getting some love, I guess, if you're on an older system. You said your cousin had a chance to touch it, and you had a chance to get eyes on it too. Does it hold up? I mean, with the Frostbite 3 engine looking good?
It looks good. Come on, it's a FIFA game. They put a lot of time and effort every year for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they, because football, soccer.
Oh,
it's a worldwide
it's
sport.
A sport out there.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so
really
of course this
worldwide,
game is going to
yeah.
be it's huge. So it's pretty much you keep up with the whole teams, trade-ins. The world, just the whole soccer family thing going
yeah,
on. It's,
yeah,
it's
for sure.
huge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's getting decent reviews per usual as well. My daughter and I dabble with FIFA each year. We usually will wait and get like an older version because we're not super big into soccer, but we do enjoy playing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for instance, 18 just came out, so we picked up like 16 for like I think it was like less than $10, just for something to mess with here and there. And she wants to talk trash to me, and then I have to demolish her. But
sure, who's boss?
Unless we play on the same team or something like that. But yeah, I like dabbling with it. I enjoy soccer. I used to play when I was a kid until I started. So I discovered basketball a bit.
Yeah,
was more of my thing. But
no, I played too. Yeah,
yeah, it's good stuff.
We still play once in a while.
I know. I need to go with you guys sometime and make myself super tired.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I can't go with my cousin's team anymore, dude.
Is their cardio like 100?
No, they're like so good that I played with them once. 10 minutes in, I'm like, I can't play anymore. I'm going home.
They just shatter
yeah.
their confidence.
Yeah, they're pretty much like that. It's just like, I'm going
it's
home.
It's like going yep. to the park when they're playing basketball. Dudes are just crossing you up and dunking
yeah.
on you. You got nuts on your face.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm leaving. I'm done. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever it takes, man. Yeah, it looks good. I'm gonna definitely get into it and check it out. That's awesome that they're still using that. They're using that the Frostbite 3, which I believe they put that in Madden as well this year.
No idea.
I want to say yes. So using the same engine that they were using for Battlefield. So. Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely want to check it out. And they look like they blew it out, too, as far as like all the stadiums. They give you everything every year. I mean, like, for instance, the game features 52 full... I can't say any numbers today. What the hell's wrong with me?
You suck, man.
I'm tongue-tied. The game features 52 fully licensed stadiums from 12 countries, including new stadiums, plus 30 generic fields equals, 82 stadiums? So
oh,
believe.
Man.
And then all 20 premier league stadiums are represented in the series as well. So I mean, you're covered, man, as far as all your favorite you know, leagues and everything. So I'm definitely want to dive into this.
Plus the playlist, they had the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It looks awesome.
Those soundtracks get better and better every year.
Yeah,
I was just going through the soundtrack for NBA 2K18 just last night when I was playing the My Career mode, and there was a couple songs popped up. I'm like, who's that? And so I went on to Spotify and just pulled it up. You can pull up the list for NBA 2K18 or FIFA 18 on Spotify, and it gives you the list of every song so you can listen to them on the go.
Yeah, and they're looking at it right now, and they're just like crazy.
It's banger after banger, dude.
Yeah. They got Weezer. They got Washed Out. They got Odessa, the XX. Mm-hmm. Run the Jewels.
Yeah, I like Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels is legit.
You turned me on to Run the Jewels, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. But yeah, I can't sing the praises enough for FIFA 18. I mean, obviously, if you are an avid FIFA person, I mean, you're going to play this no matter what. If you're trying to get back into the series and you played 17, it's more of the same, just a few tweaks here and there, and it looks gorgeous. Check it out.
Hell yeah, man.
Nice.
Last but not least, I really want to sing the praises of Cuphead. Came out for Xbox One and PC only on the 29th, which was just this past Friday. Today's Sunday, the October 1st, I believe. Yes,
yep.
Yes, it is. My date is correct. But it's super awesome, and I think, Ben, you're going to appreciate this. I don't know if you had a chance to play it or look at it, but it's completely hand-drawn.
The entire thing. It's really beautifully rendered. I mean, you can tell it's an indie game. It just has that feeling of a platformer and an indie game. But yeah, it's beautifully drawn, and I love the way the mechanics work. Sort of, it's kind of old school the way that it works. To where you're like, it is three-dimensional, but it's not. It's like, yeah. It's kind of cool.
And it's all boss battles and some platforming levels, pretty much.
Yep.
It's a run-and-gun platformer. Studio MDHR Entertainment took the helm on this, both publishing and developing it, and it's written on the Unity engine. I'm not going to lie, though. This game is hard as shit.
Yeah.
It is tough. Like, I sat on the first boss that you come to. You come out of your house. You're talking to your grandpa or whatever, who is like a teacup or a...
Kettle.
A tea kettle. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, the story is basically you are Cuphead, and then your brother is, what's his name, Mughead?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? But basically, just to give you the gist of the story, is these guys, they have a run-in with the devil. And basically, they owe him a bunch of money. They're playing in like his casino at the beginning of the game. Ridiculous, I know. And they're winning big, and the devil pops up and says, "Hey, I'll make you one last deal, basically. And you know, if you win this role, I'll give you all my money in the casino. But if you lose, you give me your souls." And them being on a high note, roll the dice, and so of course they lose, and so the devil wants their souls, and they go back and tell their grandpa about it, and he's like, "Look, you guys got to do something about it." So the devil's like, "Look, if you bring me the debtors that owe me money that I cannot get their souls from them, and you take them out for me, I will let you out of your deal." And that's basically the premise of the game. You're going around doing basically it's just a boss attack.
That's pretty creative story too. I mean, yeah. It's different. I've never heard of anything like that before, so it's nice. I like that.
Yeah. So it's a mixture of just doing boss battles and just doing just standalone levels, and then you get coins, and those coins are used to go into the shop, and then you grab upgrades. And once I realized that was the hook, and why I couldn't beat this first boss, like I was getting closer and closer. It was like so hard. I was like, why are they throwing so much shit at me right off the bat? And there's only two modes. It's just normal. And then there's simple, which is supposed to be like an easy mode, but normal's hard as shit.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's rough.
And how much does this game cost?
$20.
Okay, and so, it's on Xbox and PS4, right?
No, it's just Xbox One.
Xbox One. Only. Oh, okay, cool. It's exclusive. I might buy that.
Yeah, it's really fun. But once you realize, if you're going to start playing it and you know, you realize how hard it is, go do a couple of levels and then take your coins, go to the shop and grab some upgrades, like to make yourself stronger. Because as soon as I grabbed the one where I could teleport, it was like, I forgot the name of it, but basically you jump in the air, you hit the dash button in the air, and it makes you turn into a poof of smoke, and you pop up a few feet away from that. So you can get out of trouble real quick.
Shadow clone.
Yeah, basically.
Ah, Naruto.
Nerds unite. As soon as I got that, I was able to beat him like pretty easily with a little bit of like, you know, timing and just, you know, doing my thing after dying 15 times. Literally 15 times before that. So, I don't know. As soon as I started upgrading my guy, I was doing much better on the boss battles. But they're rough. They can be tough.
Yeah. This dude was going straight up road rage on it.
Oh, really?
Laughing on it.
We're looking at video of a streamer playing it right now while we're talking.
Yeah, he keeps dying. Yeah.
This guy has died.
He quit
multiple times.
Oh, did he?
Oh yeah. He's going to go fight somebody else.
Yeah. There's also like some, which I find it fun. There's like some like kind of adult humor in there, like some like just sneaking in.
Oh yeah.
And you're just like, oh man, this is, I got that, but it's dude, it's just so weird. It's so good.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's pretty hard. My 7-year-old likes to play because it is co-op, so you can drop out co-op. And so if you're in the middle of fighting something or doing a level and somebody has to leave, you can just press the pause button from the first controller, not even the second controller, and just push them out. Kind of similar to like the Lego Star Wars games, stuff like that. But yeah, it's a lot of trial and error to kind of get the bosses down and what they're going to do. And then typically in the middle of a fight, there's levels to each fight where they're fighting you one way and then all of a sudden something changes. Oh, just slightly.
And yeah, the animation kind of reminds me of like classic Looney Tunes cartoons and stuff. I think like it has definitely that feel. So
yep, 1930s really cool. Cartoons is where the developers drew their inspiration from when, you know, growing up and everything. So
it reminds me of Grease for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just that old gritty kind of
it's
feeling.
Just that when they're at the drive-in movie theater and you have the whole like,
let's go out to the
kitchen. That would meant
to
get ourselves a snack.
The
hot dog and the soda are dancing.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive for that, so don't call me old, fart. You fucker. I know you were to say
it. I was going
to
just say it right now.
I knew you were going to say it. Eat.
You know more than me.
Kiss my ass, Jose.
Fuck you. You're going to say eat something.
I was going to say it. You want me to say it? I'll guess say it for later because you're going to say something else, you piece of shit.
Eat a bag of dicks.
So tell him to get a spoon so he can eat my ass.
Why would you want a spoon, though?
I don't know. It just makes it sound better. I mean, I'm not saying I actually want him to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Go get the syrup and bring it back. Let's do this.
Yeah. Next syrup now? What the fuck, man? You got some crazy thoughts up in that head.
Why ranch?
I'm just trying to gross Ben out.
You're freaking me out, man.
Oh, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Did you guys see the trailer for Super Troopers 2?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
It's pretty cool.
I told you to see, like, 20 times.
I think you sent it to me, and then I just forgot that you sent me this.
I'm worried about it, though. I hope it's good. Like, because a lot of those, like, Anchorman 2 wasn't that good, you know? Like, a lot of those sequels just don't live up to the first one, so.
Yeah, but they're taking their time with it. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. It was crowdfunded, too.
Exactly. So they have, they don't have a shit ton to lose.
And it's coming out on 420.
Yeah.
Too, which I thought was hilarious. Yeah. So, but yeah. Anyway,
back to the game. This is...
But yeah, Cuphead is really good, honestly. I mean, Metacritic is giving it a 90 out of 100 on PC, 86 out of 100 on Xbox One. Destructoid gave it 9.5 out of 10. GameSpot 8 out of 10. GamesRadar 5 stars. Polygon gave it 8.5 out of 10. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, nice. It's good stuff. And if you don't have anything to lose by turning the difficulty down, except you won't get the achievement for beating the game on the entire game on normal mode, which is 100 gamer points or whatever. So if you don't care about that kind of shit,
that's just a badge, pretty much, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just turn the difficulty down and enjoy it for what it is.
Dude, I'm gonna want that badge.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do it right now, but it's tough. But the only thing I will say about the game that was somewhat of a negative is that sometimes the music, because you're dying so much playing it on normal mode and how difficult the game can be at times until you start, you know, upgrading your equipment and stuff, the music can get a little grating listening to the same, like, 1930s, you know, music going on, and then you die, and you listen to it again. And you get
that mute button, man.
You get right to the end, and it's like, you know what, I'm turning on Spotify, and I'm going to listen to my own shit. But you might have to tweak that a little bit, too, because when I was playing it, I could hear... some of the game coming through on my Spotify music here and there, where I need to like kind of like adjust the volume so that I can drown it out completely. Maybe
okay,
just take the whole music off. That's what I do.
Yeah. So, but yeah, definitely play it that way.
How are you liking the Spotify app for Xbox?
I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
It's nice.
Jose and I have both been waiting on that.
And you can adjust the volumes between your game and Spotify on the Xbox?
I want to say you can. I haven't played with it. If you can.
Wait, what do you mean?
Know if you can?
Like, can you adjust? I was wondering if, like, if you're listening to Spotify on your Xbox, can you turn Spotify up and the game down?
So you can get sound effects.
The game up and the Spotify down?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, you could you could fix that up so you open up Spotify and then you'll have the little window of Spotify so you can put the volume up.
Slider.
Yeah. And then as well, if you're listening with the mics, there's three volumes. There's one for like people, one for the background noise, which is going to be the
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. And the other one is for the
actual game.
The actual game. And you could just tweak all that out and it's perfect. I need to do that.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be cool, man, if on that really nice Xbox controller, if you had two volume knobs on either side, you know, one for game volume and one for background volume. That way,
there's some games that I want to hear a little bit of background volume. Like, I started diving deeper into the career mode on 2K18.
Yeah.
And so I'm playing as my character that I made, and I'm playing games, and so I like hearing like the, oh, he made another three, you know, or the crowd cheering.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have that volume knob, like, you could turn the volume on the game up from your controller for just a second to hear what they're saying and then crank it back down so your music comes back in.
This is what you do. So you don't mess with all that, the sound effects and the voices. You just put down the volume, the music volume from the game, and it's totally fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I do that a lot.
I think mine's already set at that level, but I need to go ahead and tweak it a little bit more because I just want to hear just a little bit of certain games. Other games, I don't want to hear any of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just turn it all off. But
totally.
Yeah, sports games is nice hearing like the crowd cheer, your song. You listen to Humble or something.
Gets
like
you hyped.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Lamar is in the background just tearing it up. But.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, I'm going to play some more Cuphead for sure, but it can be a little. Oh, one last thing I want to say too about Metroid is that the issue that I ran into while playing it is that they make you use their shoulder buttons for specific things, and it made my hands feel crampy after.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it's because the DS is little and my hands are bigger, or
because you're old.
You know what?
That arthritis kicking in.
Yeah. I already used my the comment I was going to use, so I'll just double down and just get a spoon and eat my ass. Okay. Pick your own condiment and I'll meet you.
Okay.
Ben's
okay.
Sure thing.
Don't say anything else.
That was Ben. Ben can't handle it. Look at him cringing over there.
No, I'm just writing out the title for this episode.
How fitting. What is also fitting is that it'd be great for any of you listeners out there to go ahead and hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, comments. You want to bring up a question that we can talk about on the show, whatever the case may be, hit us up there and leave a comment. We're happy to read your question or comment on the show.
Yeah, we'll read it. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You'll be a celebrity.
We haven't had any in a little while, and we're getting like shirts and stuff done.
Yes, we are.
For the show, so we'll be able to throw some of those to some of you listeners out there. Maybe we'll have some contests and stuff going forward. We're geeked about that.
Yeah, me and my buddy are printing them next Friday. Mm-hmm. So,
awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so hit us up through there if you want to try to get a shirt. Or they're going to be $15, but we're going to try to throw them out there to our fans and stuff, maybe through some contests or something. So,
autograph.
Yeah.
Autograph. Sure. Whatever it takes.
If you want.
we'll sign them.
Let's do it. Otherwise, if you want to support the show, as always, head over to patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And as for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show in that way, or you can throw a one-time donation. Totally up to you. And we appreciate any support that you feel like throwing our way. So thank you for that. Otherwise, subscribe. So important. Subscribe, rate, and review. It means a lot for us for such a small action. And the feedback is super helpful going forward. It also helps listeners like yourself find us in the in the app and listen to us too and enjoy it. So thank you for doing that. If you haven't done so, please do. And then also check out the other show on our network, Nerd Church Radio, with Ben and the guys talking about all things DC, DC comics and characters. Great show. A lot of fun. Give them a shout. Check them out too. We really appreciate that. And then last but not least, just social media, guys. Where can we find everybody?
I'm on Twitter. This is Ben. I'm on Twitter @HeyBenzilla. And I'm on PlayStation Network at Benzilla with three L's.
Word. I'm at Twitter and Instagram at I'm Hipster Made. And don't give me that face, freaking Rondo.
I'm trying to mess him up by making faces at him.
And I'm on Xbox and PS4. It's your senpai.
You're not my senpai.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Notice me.
His username says it. He is. So.
It's your senpai. I'm just going to defriend him. Just unfriend him and be done with it.
Like the only friend I have.
Now you got me laughing. I'm just not going to look at you now. So, yeah, if you want to follow the show on Instagram or Twitter, it's at Glitch Therapy on both. If you want to follow me, it's at Nerdy Ramondo on both Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to friend me on Xbox or PlayStation Network or play some games together, we've been playing a lot of Destiny 2 and some other stuff. So my gamer tag is Dirty Dime. So there you have it, folks. Thanks for tuning into our show. We really appreciate it. And everybody, you have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.